That's a really great song.
这是很老的一首诗歌。
And the lyric says, "My God is so great."
这诗歌里面的词是这样子, 我的神是何等的伟大。
He is so mighty and strong.
他是大有能力的。
That there is nothing my God cannot do.
我的神一切都能行。
We see the kids singing the song, we think it's so cute.
我们看到小孩子在这里唱歌的时候, 我们觉得他们非常的可爱。
I find myself singing that song when I was cleaning the garage the other day.
那天我在整理车库的时候, 我自己也在唱这首歌。
And I'm thankful that I can sing that song.
啊,我真的能够感, 我感谢神, 我能够听这首诗歌。
Because our God is so great and so mighty and strong, He is not just the God of the kids. They believe it when they sing it, but sometimes we don't believe it as much when we're adults, but we ought to.
可是我们要记得, 我们的神也是伟大的, 是大有能力的。 这不是只是小孩子所唱给他们的神听, 这是我们的神也是这样子的神。
A very simple song, but true indeed.
一首很简单的诗歌, 可是是一个真实的诗歌。
So maybe you find yourself singing this song today when you're cooking or when you're cleaning your house.
说不定你可能在家里, 在整理的时候, 或者煮饭的时候, 你可能也在唱这首歌。
So today, the sermon title actually is a misprint in your bulletin.
那今天在节序单里面所这个写的这个正道的题目好像是写错了。That's
actually the title we're not supposed to be looking at.
这个不是我们所要看的。The
title of the sermon is not what is the church, but who is the church.
题目呢是谁是教会,或教会是谁。
Last time I was here sharing with you on the same topic, we said, who is the church? And that is the question we ask.
上一次我来跟弟兄姐妹分享的时候,我说, 到底教会是谁呢? 或谁是教会? 这是我跟你们分享的题目。
Because this is the very important and relevant question for us.
因为这个对我们来讲是个切身生活上的一个问题。
Recall the reason why we say, who is the church instead of what is the church? That is purposely chosen, and the distinction is made because we learn from the Bible who the church is.
之所以没有问说为什么什么是教会，而题目是谁是教会， 因为圣经里面告诉我们谁才是成立这个教会的。We
learn that the word, when it's used in the Bible for the word church, it is always used in reference to the collective of believers.
我们若从圣经里面观看的话，我们知道教会这个原这个词呢，只是应用在说一群信徒上面。It
is never used in reference to a building, to an organization, or to activities.
从来不是针对一个建筑物或一个组织或者所做的一个活动。In
fact, the church refers to people.
的确,这个圣教会这个字呢,是指着一群人。And
this is a reflection of the heart of God.
这个呢,就是代表神的心意。It
is a consistent message that He gives us throughout history.
从历史,从开始到现在,我们可以看到这个是神一贯,同样的信息。It
tells us that His love is on the people.
告诉我们说,他的爱是给予一群人。And
that His love and His care and concern is always on the people He loves.
他的爱跟他的关怀永远都是给予那些他所爱的人。If
you would also recall from last time,
你若是能够回忆到上次我来这里讲到的时候,
that in order for us to understand God's will and His design for the church, we must examine the Bible.
若是我们想要知道神的旨意跟神的心意的话，我们必须要来阅读、来查询圣经。Because
this Bible contains the Word of God.
因为圣经里面呢，是告诉我们说神的话语是怎么样。And
the Word of God should always be the authoritative source for us to seek answers when it comes to spiritual matters.
当我们在思考到属灵上面的问题的时候，我们应当要回到圣经来找寻。
And this should always be the first place we go to for wisdom and for instruction.
所以若是我们想要找到找寻这方面的智慧或这方面的知道如何的做的话，我们第一件事就是应该要回归到圣经里面。And
so last time when we went to the Bible, we saw several metaphors being used to describe the church.
我们上一次回去的时候，我们可以看到。 圣经里面对教会这个字呢，又用了不同的比喻来形容。
These are the metaphors of marriage.
第一个是婚姻,
of the vineyard.
包括是葡萄园,
of the shepherd and his flock.
或者是牧者对于他牧羊的羊,
and the metaphors of the building and the body of Christ.
建筑, 再讲一个建筑物, 或者再讲的就是肢体。
And the last two metaphors of the building and the body of Christ, these are unique in the Bible.
在圣经里面, 在 New Testament, 在新约里面, 讲到教会本身是建筑物, 或者讲到它是肢体的话, 是只有在新约里面你可以找得到的。
Right. This is unique to the children of God in the New Testament age.
这个只是针对在新约圣经里面的信徒。
Because the other metaphors are also used in the Old Testament to describe the relationship of God and the Israelites.
其他刚刚讲到这些比喻呢, 都有在旧约中可以引用到形容神跟以色列人之间的关系。
So the two metaphors, the building and the body of Christ, is unique to us today, and they carry special significance.
这个建筑跟这个肢体呢, 对于这个新约教会的信徒来讲, 有一个特别的重大的意义。
It carries a significance to the church today because it describes that unique relationship the church has that we have with God.
之所以对我们来讲有一个特别重大的意义呢, 因为它形容我们跟神特别的关系。
Last time we focused on the metaphor of the building.
最后上一次呢, 我们讲到就是说教会是个建筑。
And if you remember, we looked at it from three perspectives.
我们从三个不同的观点来看这一个事。
The first, we looked at the foundation.
第一个我们看到它的根基。
The foundation of the building is Jesus Christ himself as the cornerstone.
我们看到的根基呢, 就是耶稣基督自己本身作为房角石。
And the foundation is established by the apostles and the prophets.
这个根基呢, 是建筑在, 在先知的教导上。
Describing to us that the word of God must be the foundation of the church.
告诉我们说神的话语呢, 一定要是教会的根基。
The second aspect we looked at is the building material.
第二个我们看到就是建材。
And we discover that the building materials are the people.
我们看到就是这个建材本身呢, 就是教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
And that it is important for us to be connected.
很重要就是我们要能够连接。
It is important for us to be interlocked with each other.
What's the difference? 连接有, 结合在一起。
And it is important for us to support one another so we can grow.
所以很重要的是我们可以彼此的支撑, 所以让我们能够往上建筑。
And thirdly, we look at the purpose of that building.
第三个我们看到就是说, 这个建筑的目的是什么?
And the purpose of that building is so that the glory of God would reside with us.
目的呢, 就是神的荣耀会与我们同在。
That we can be built into a house of God.
所以我们可以
So that's the metaphor of the building.
这个就是上次讲到建筑的比喻。
And so today we're going to focus on the metaphor of the body.
那今天呢, 我们将会用肢体的比喻来研究。
If you would turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and Ephesians chapter 4.
那我们今天会阅读的圣经的经节呢, 将会在哥林多前书里面找寻到, 还有以弗所书里面。
And the passage, selected passages are printed in the bulletin.
那这些经节呢, 已经在这个节序单里面有印出来了。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 first.
我们首先来看哥林多前书第12章。
I will read in English, please follow along with me, and then we will also read this in Chinese.
我们先会用英文阅读, 然后再念, 才阅读中文。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 13, and then 27.
哥林多前书第12章12跟13节, 然后就跳到第27节。
Verse 12, the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all of its parts are many, they form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Verse 27, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
哥林多前书第12章第12节开始, 正如身体是一个, 有一个, 却有许多肢体, 而且肢体虽然很多，身体仍是一个，基督也是这样。我们无论是犹太人，是希腊人，是做奴隶的，是自由的，都在那一位圣灵里受了洗，成为一个身体，都引了那一位圣灵。然后第27节，你们就是基督的身体，并且每一个人都是做肢体的。
Then let us turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4.
接下来我们将翻到以弗所书第四章。
Verses 1 through 7, then 11 through 16.
第四章第一到第七节跟11到16节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Verse 11. It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and the craftiness of men in their deceitful schemes. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up in Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
以弗所书第四章从第一节开始阅读，因此我这位主被囚禁的劝你们，行事为人要记得配得上你们所蒙的呼召，凡事要谦虚，要温柔，要忍耐，用爱心彼此宽容，以和睦联系，竭力持守圣灵所赐的合一。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，就像你们蒙召只是借着一个盼望，主只有一位，信仰只有一个，洗礼只有一种，神只有一位，就是万有的父，他超越万有，贯彻万有，并且在万有之中。我们个人蒙恩是照着基督量给我们的恩赐。然后从十一节继续阅读，他所赐的有做使徒的，有做先知的，有做传福音的，也有做牧养和教导的，为的是要装备圣徒，去承担圣功，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人对神的儿子都有一致的信仰和认识，可以长大成人，达到基督丰盛成长的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和骗人的手段，给异教之风摇晃，飘来飘去，却要在爱中过诚实的生活，在各方面长进，达到基督的身量，他是教会的头，全身靠着他，借着每一个关节的支持，照着每部分的功用，配合联系起来，使身体渐渐长大，在爱中建立自己。
There are four characteristics that we note with respect to the church being the body of Christ.
当我们想到教会是神的枝子的时候，肢体的时候，我们有想到四点。
First, the church as the body belongs to Christ.
第一件事，教会是属于神的。
It belongs to Christ.
是属于基督的。
And the Christ is the head of the body.
基督本身是教会的头。
Second, from the passage we read, there is oneness within the church.
第二件事，我们可以看到只有一种，这个就是统一的，合一的。
There is oneness in the body.
在身体里面是合而为一的。
Third, we see that there, even though there's oneness and unity, there's also diversity.
虽然第三点我们看到就是虽然我们是合一的，可是每一个肢体都有它的功用，不同的功用。
diversity.
就是不同.
And then fourth, there is a yearning for growth.
第四点呢, 就是这个肢体呢, 或者这个教会呢, 会想要成长,
yearning for growth.
渴望成长.
And if you take the first letters of these four aspects of the body of Christ, you will find the acronym.
你如果是用英文的话, 你把这四点, 把它第一个字母放在一起的话, 成为一个字。
Belong to Christ.
属于神, B.
Oneness.
一体,
diversity.
就是说多种是 D.
And yearning for growth.
第四个呢, 就是渴望, 就是 Y.
You spell the word B-O-D-Y.
合在一起的话就是 B-O-D-Y, 就是身体。
So that's the body.
这个就是身体。
So let's take a look at these specific aspects and characteristics of the body of Christ.
所以我们今天要看的就是来看这个身体的这些每一个重点。
First,
第一点,
the body belongs to Christ.
第一个,这个身体是属于基督的。
Now this may seem obvious at first glance.
这可能对我们来讲是理所当然的。
But let's take a closer look at this and see and look deeper into it and see what this means to us.
可能我们觉得是理所当然的,可是我们若是深深的去研究的话,我们来看看这到底对我们来讲有什么意义呢?
If you've ever studied the book of Ephesians,
你若是有读过以弗所书的话,
you'll know that the book of Ephesians has a very unique thing.
就是以弗所书有个非常重要的一个观点他想要讲的。
It reveals the truth and the mystery about the church.
这个重点呢, 就是教会本身的奥秘,
and so when we want to come to know more about the church, the book of Ephesians, the book we go to.
所以若是我们想要对教会有更多的认识的话, 我们就来阅读以弗所书。
Now, from the very beginning in chapter 1,
从以弗所书第一章我们可以开始看,
the book of Ephesians makes very plain God's plan for salvation in Jesus Christ.
以弗所书第一章告诉我们说, 教会之所以得拯救是借由主耶稣基督。
讲得非常清楚, 而且非常的明白。
Very clear.
Chapter 1, verse 7 says this.
在以弗所书第一章第七节这样子说,
In him we have redemption through his blood, for the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
以弗所书第一章第七节说,我们在他爱子里,借着他的血蒙了救赎,过犯得赦免,都是按着他丰盛的恩典。
And then it tells us how we may be saved and what promise we have in Christ.
接下来呢,以弗所书就要告诉我们,我们如何在主里得着拯救,我们如何在主里得着盼望。
Verses 13 and 14 says, And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Then having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of his glory.
第一章第十三跟第十四节这样说,你们既然听了真理的道,就是使你们得救的福音,也信了基督,就在他里面受了所应许的圣灵作为印记,这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据,直到神的产业得熟,使他的荣耀得着颂赞。
And finally, at the end of chapter 1, in verses 22 and 23, it says here that God placed all things under his feet, that's Christ's feet, and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
那在以弗所书第一章最后两节这样说,神又使万有都归服在他的脚下,这个他是在指基督的脚下,并且赐给他 教会做万，并且是他给教会做万有的元首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所完全充满的。So
you see here, the scripture tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
所以在这里我们可以看到，圣经告诉我们，教会是 是基督的身体。
And that God has established Jesus Christ as head of the church.
和神设定基督为教会的头。
So the concept of the body is not a man-made concept.
所以这个教会为肢体不是人所创造的一个想法。
It's not to say because we are a group of people or a body of people, so we say we are the body of Christ.
不会说因为我们是一群人，所以我们变成是教会，是神的肢体。
And this body is in reference to a head.
有一个肢体，有一个身体呢，就必有一个头。
And this head is Christ.
那这位头呢，就是我们的基督。
This is the perfect arrangement and administration of God.
这个是神所设定最美好的。
It describes the relationship of the children of God to Christ.
这也告诉我们神的孩子跟基督之间的关系。
And that relationship must be like the body is to the head.
啊，这关系呢，就如一个身体跟头之间的关系。
And the church, of course, is that body.
当然，我们知道教会就是这个身体。
Where does all this start?
那这从哪里开始呢？
It starts with Jesus Christ.
这一切都出于源头是在于基督。
Ephesians chapter 1, we quickly read over it, tells us that Jesus is our Savior and our Redeemer.
在一开始的时候，我们从以弗所书可以看到，神是我们的救赎者。
That through His blood, we can have the forgiveness of our sins.
因着他的宝血，我们的罪得赦免。
And more than that,Jesus is the Lord of our lives.
不止如此，神，基督更是我们生命的主。
Because God has placed all things under His feet.
因为神把所有一切都归附在他的脚下。
And that He has given Him as the head over all things in the church.
同样的，他也把教会一切的都归在他之下。
That's why we say that Jesus Christ is our Savior, but He is also our Lord.
这也就是为什么我们说耶稣基督不只是我们的救主，他也是亦是我们生命的主。
So once we understand that, then when we ask the question, who is the church?
所以当我们了解这一点的时候，当我们问谁是教会的时候呢？
It is unmistakably those people who belong to Christ.
那很容易的答案就知道，就是那些属于基督的。
And who belong to Christ?
那些人属于基督呢？
Are they not those who have believed unto the message of the gospel of Jesus?
这些人不是就是那些因着听从福音而信靠耶稣的人吗？
Are they not those whose sins have been forgiven because of faith in Christ Jesus?
这一群人是因着信靠耶稣而罪得赦免的人。
Yes, indeed.
的确是这一群人。
These are the beloved children of God.
这些是神所爱的人。
And these are the body of Christ.
这些就是神的肢体。
And these are the church.
这个就是教会。
And so because the church belongs to Christ, and because Christ is the head of the church,
因着教会是属于基督的，而基督是教会的头。
It is important for us to make sure that everything we do in life,
所以很重要的就是我们在生命中所做的每一件事
and that everything we do in the church
或者在教会里面所做的事
must first honor and please Christ
最重要的是我们要能够尊主为大使主心里满意
and everything we do must conform to His will
我们所做的一切都应当顺从他的旨意
so this is the first characteristics of the church
这个呢就是教会的第一个特征
It is the body of Christ.
这个就是我们就是教会，我们就是基督的肢体。
It must belong to Christ.
我们是属于基督的。
And so this is B.
这个就是刚刚所谓讲的身体里面这个 B 第一个字母。
The next letter in the word body is O.
那在这个英文字母身体第二个字母呢是 O.
It speaks of oneness.
那这讲到就是一体。
This is where we read in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7.
刚刚我们在以弗所书第四章一到七节里面就是阅读到这件事。
How many times did the scripture repeat the word one?
在这里面呢，在简简单单七节圣经里面，一这个字出现几次呢？
Verse 4.
第四节。
There is one body.
身体只有一个。
There's one spirit.
圣灵只有一位。
One hope.
只有一个盼望。
One Lord.
只有主是一位。
One faith.
信仰只有一个。
One baptism.
洗礼只有一种。
One God.
神只有一位。
There are seven of them.
七次。
Now God never wastes his breath.
神不会浪费口舌。
If he can say something with one word, he will not have to say it seven times.
他如果可以用一个字来形容一件事，他不会讲七次。
There's only one reason why the word one is repeated.
只有一个原因，这个字一会一直重复的出现。
Because the oneness within the church, within the body of Christ, is super important.
因为这个一体，这个字一，在教会里面是特别重要的。
We have to understand that this oneness, this unity, does not come from an the unity of, let's say, an artificial denomination or group of people.
这个的一体并不是因为我们属于某一个组织或属于哪一个宗派而成立的。
This oneness does not come from the fact that, for practical reasons, a group of people with similar cultural backgrounds are gathered together.
这个一体也不是因为我们的背景相同所以聚集在一起。
And the oneness does not speak to the fact that, again, because we speak the same language, so we are gathered together.
所以同样的，这个一体也并不是因为我们讲同样的语言所以我们聚在一起。
The basis for such oneness has to do with the fact that we are gathered together by the sanctifying work of the one Holy Spirit.
我们之所以在于一体呢，是因着我们得着拯救，是因为我们的神圣的，我们的圣灵只有一位。
Verse 3 says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit.
这第三节要竭力持守圣灵所赐的合一。
And that oneness we have in the Spirit comes from that same experience we all have in God.
这个圣灵的赐予的合一呢，就如我们跟都是出于我们跟神之间合一的关系。
Because there is one Lord,
因为只有一个主
，Jesus Christ,
只有就是耶稣基督。
So there can be only one body.
所以因为只有一个耶稣基督，所以一个头，所以我们只能有一个身体。
We're of that one body.
啊，我们是属于那一个身体的。
And because the hope comes from God, comes from Christ, we have the same hope.
因为我们的盼望是出于耶稣基督，所以我们都是有同样的一个盼望。
All the children of God have the same faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有属于基督的人都是只有一个信。
When we are baptized, we're baptized into one name, and that is Jesus Christ.
当我们受浸的时候，或洗礼的时候，我们受浸进入的名是只有一位，就是耶稣基督的名。
When we worship God, we worship one God.
当我们敬拜神的时候，我们就敬拜那一位神。
This oneness is so important to God.
这个一合一对于神来讲是何等的重要。
That it is repeated over and over again in the scripture.
因着它的重要性，它一而再再而三的重复。
If you could keep your fingers between Ephesians and 1 Corinthians, that would be helpful. Because we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
那我们现在呢，将会回去看哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 says, I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another so that there may be no division among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought.
哥林多前书第一章保罗这样子写，弟兄们，我凭着我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们大家要同心，在你们中间不要分党，只要在同一的心思、同一的意念上团结起来。
And after learning that within the church, Paul discovered that there are a group of people who says, I belong to Paul.
之后呢，保罗也讲说，他知道在哥林多的教会里面呢，有人分党说我是属于保罗的。
There's a separate group that says, I belong to Apollos.
有些人说我是属于亚波罗，亚波罗的。
And then still another third group that says,I follow the ways of Peter.
那有第三组呢，说我是跟随彼得的。
And Paul says in verse 13 in response to this.
所以呢，保罗在第十三节这样子说。
He says, "Is Christ divided?"
他说，基督是分开的吗
？And of course, that is a rhetorical question.
但问这个问题呢，是大家都已经知道答案了。
Because the answer is no.
因为答案就是大家都知道是不是嘛。
Then in John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21,
在约翰福音第十七章第二十跟二十一节。
This is the prayer of Jesus.
这是耶稣的祷告。
Before his crucifixion and before his ascension to heaven.
在他被钉十字架之前，在他升天之前。
This is the last prayer he prayed for those he loves.
这是他最后一个他为他所爱的人祷告。
John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, it says,
约翰福音第十七章二十跟二十一节这样子记载,
Jesus says, my prayer is not for them alone, I pray also for those, them meaning the disciples of Jesus, he says, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their messages, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
在约翰福音第十七章二十二十一节，耶稣这样说：“我不但为他们求这个他们呢，是在指他的门徒，也为那些因他们的话而信我的人求，使他们都合而为一，像父你在我里面，我在你里面一样，使他们也在我们里面，让世人相信你差了我来。”
This is the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督的心,
that we are to be one.
我们合一。
And so how do we exemplify that oneness?
所以当我们讲到合一的时候, 我们要怎么样子表现出来呢?
There are many ways that we exemplify that oneness.
那要如何表现出这个合一呢? 有可能有不同的方法。
We read earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
刚刚我们在哥林多前书第十二章有这样子阅读。
Actually, we didn't read that part. It's the latter part of that chapter.
事实上在哥林多前书十二章的后半段。
Okay, in verses 24 and 25.
在第24、第25节这样说。
Letter part of 24, we start by saying, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lack it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
从24节的后半段开始到25节这样说, 缺欠的肢体，好使肢体能够互相照顾，免得身体上有了分裂。The
body is one.
身体是一个。The
members are many.
肢体有不同的肢体。There
are ones who receive more glory because maybe they're more visible.
有些人呢，可能感觉上他们比较得着荣耀，因为大家看到他们所做的。There
are some who may consider not as receiving much glory because it's behind the scenes.
那可能感觉到有时候有些肢体呢，可能没有得到这么多荣耀，因为他们是在背后里面做事。Or
there may be stronger members of the body.
那可能也有肢体上有比较强壮的肢体。And
there may be weaker members of the body.
那可能肢体中有比较软弱的。There
are the presentable parts of the body.
也有人所可以看得到的。There
are the unpresentable parts of the body.
也有人所不能够看到的肢体。But
here, the Bible tells us that we need to work together, bear with one another, and we need to give greater honor even to those who are unpresentable and who are weaker.
可圣经在这里的教导告诉我们说，我们要也要能够记得那些一般人看不见的肢体，他们也要得着同样的荣耀。That's
one manner in which we can fulfill the oneness and the unity that God had called us to be as a church.
那这个呢，是一个方法，我们可以 表彰出来我们是神的一体，我们有一体。I
wish these two chapters were next to each other.
我真的很希望这两个经节，两段经节是在一起的。But
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3.
可是在以弗所书第四章一到三节这样说。We
read that we need to be completely humble and gentle, and be patient, and bearing with one another in love, in order to keep that unity of the Spirit.
在第二节说，我们要凡事谦虚，要凡事温柔，要忍耐，要用爱心彼此宽容，以和睦联系。
Why do you think a group of people who have that oneness need to have patience and need to have gentleness and need to have humility and bear with one another.
你为什么会觉得圣经要在这里面告诉我们说，当你已经一体的时候，我们彼此肢体之间要有谦，要谦虚，要彼此温柔，要彼此忍耐，要用爱心彼此宽容呢？
Shouldn't a group that is one always have harmony?
当我们是一体的时候，我们不是应该非常的和谐吗？
Always have peace?
不是应该永远在我们当中都是很平静的？
Always have gladness?
在一起都是非常喜乐的。
Why do we need humility towards one another?
为什么我们要能够彼此谦虚呢？
Why do we need to have patience?
为什么我们要彼此忍耐呢？
Because when people are close to each other, naturally there will be conflict.
因为人与人接近的时候，就很容易就会有纷争。
When the relationship grows, the people will have differences of opinion.
当关系越来越接近的时候，当在成长的时候，可能大家会有不同的意见。
We read that the scripture tells us that we need to speak the truth in love.
在我们刚刚看到的圣经，我们知道我们应该用爱心讲诚实话。
The fact is, nobody likes to hear the truth.
可是说实在话，谁真的想要听到真实的话？
Because truth hurts.
因为当你讲到真实的话的时候，都会伤害到人。
So what is that oneness that God calls us to have in Christ?
所以神在这边讲说，我们当一体的时候，到底在讲什么呢？
It is not just an outward display or resemblance of unity.
不是只是从外表看下来，好像是非常和谐的。
When I see you,
当我看见你的时候，
I nod my head, I bow.
我可能低头，然后点头，然后承认你在我旁边。
Whatever you say,
你讲什么东西？
I say yes.
我都说好的。
But in my heart,
可是在我心里面呢
？I say you're wrong.
我心里面想说你是错的。
I have my own opinion about it.
我有我自己的想法。
As a church with majority of Chinese people,
当我们在我们这个教会呢，大部分都是中国人。
I think we do that better than anybody else.
我想我们在这方面，我们表现的比任何人都还和谐。
Because Chinese has a word for it.
因为中文有这个词。
客气。客气，所以 we can learn this Chinese word. 客气 ，there's no English translation for that word, because American do not 客气 okay.
So, 刚刚在讲到就是中国人在讲说我们彼此会很客气，很客气。
In an extreme form, a fake courtesy that we have to one another.
我们若想到真的什么是真假的客气的时候呢，实际上就是只是是非常非常的。虚伪的。
There may be an appearance of harmony.
可能从外表看起来，好像教会非常非常的和谐。
There's an appearance of agreement.
可能看起来好像大家都是有同一的心思的。
But there's a strong undercurrent.
可是在这底下呢，有非常非常多的一些纷争。
And nobody will ever see how I feel or what I think behind my smiling faces.
周围的人永远不知道，在我喜乐的笑的脸孔之下，我心里面到底在想什么。
Would that be the oneness God calls us to have?
这是神所希望我们得到的合一吗
？See, God is so wise.
你看，神真的是非常有智慧的。
That is why He says we are one, but we need to have humility, we need to have patience, we need to have gentleness, bearing with one another, and we need to have love.
所以这里为什么神在这里面要告诉我们说我们要有谦虚要彼此要温柔要忍耐要宽容要以和睦联系
If we cannot speak the truth in love with one another
我们若不能用爱心讲诚实话的话
If we cannot hear the truth with love
我们若听从人家的诚实话心里面并没有存着一个爱来接受的时
候 We will not have oneness
我们绝对不会有真正的合一
And so In order for that close relationship to be formed as a body, as a true body of Christ.
所以，若是我们真的要这个肢体的成长，真正在耶稣基督里面有这一体的话，
we must maintain that oneness.
我们一定要保持这样子的合一。
Paul says, make every effort to maintain the oneness.
保罗说，在凡事上面都当尽心。尽心的竭力持守。
How do we overcome our disagreements?
我们要怎么样子能够跨越我们之间的意见的不合呢
？Because we want to honor God first.
我们若是思想我们要为了要尊主为大的话,
How can we overcome our differences of opinions?
我们要怎么样子超乎我们可能意见上面的不同?
Because Christ is our head.
因为基督是我们的头,
and there's only one head.
这个教会只有一个头,
so that is the O in body.
这个就是刚刚在讲body里面第二个字母, 就是一体, O是一体。
The third letter is D.
第三个字母呢是D,
stands for diversity.
这就是多重化。
Now this is a very interesting point.
那这个呢是蛮特别的一件事。
Because while God wants us to have the oneness and the unity, He also composed the body to make it diverse.
这是一个蛮特别的一件事，就是虽然主希望我们是合一的。 可是呢,实际上我们的这个肢体呢,每一个都有不同的功用。
There's not two people in the church that are exactly alike.
在教会里面没有两个人是完完全全一模一样的。
Among the individuals,
在我们个人之间,
we all have different gifts,
我们每个人有不同的恩赐,
different talents,
我们有, 神有给我们不同的祝福,
different abilities,
不同的能力,
different personalities,
不同的个性。
And in fact, this diversity can also be seen between the churches.
这个不但如此,不但在教会里面肢体之间的关系,我们也可以看到在神的国度里面,不同的教会也是如此。
There should be no two churches that are exactly the same.
在世界上不可能有两个教会是一模一样的。
Because as members of the same body, we each have our distinct functions.
在教会这个肢体,在这个身体里面,我们每一个肢体都有个人不同的功用。
And the individual functions come together in support of the whole body, in following the instruction of the head, who is Christ.
那这些不同的功用合在一起呢, 是为了要顺从神那里来的旨意。
It is very interesting that God uses the body as the metaphor to describe the church.
所以我常常觉得说神用身体来形容神的教会的时候, 我觉得是非常特别的。
Because as diverse and different as the individual bodies are, so the church composed of its members are diverse and different.
因为教会本身,因为神的,属于神的人,每一个人的个性,每个人是有点不同的,所以教会因着是这些人所成立的,所以议会有不同。We
all have two eyes, two ears.
我们每个人有两个眼睛,两个耳朵。
One nose, one mouth.
一个鼻子,一个嘴巴。
We should be the same.
我们应该一样啊。
But we all have different tastes.
可是我们喜欢的东西都不一样啊。
We all have different favorite colors.
我们喜欢的颜色可能都不一样。
We like different music.
我们可能喜欢听不同的音乐。
We like different food.
我们可能喜欢不同的食物。
We all have two hands, two arms.
我们有两只手,两只脚。
Two feet, two legs.
一样,两只。哦,你已经讲完了。对。
But we all have different personalities.
可是我们有不同的个性。
And so what is important for us to do as the members of that body?
所以呢,在这个肢体里面,在这个这一体里面,我们每一个肢体当做是什么呢?
From an individual perspective, as part of the church.
第一个就是我们是属于肢体里面的一部分,身体里面一部分。
We need to find out what is God's place for me in this body.
我们第一个要找到就是神把我们摆在这个肢体,这个身体里面,我们这个做肢体的到底是要做什么呢?
And then as a church,
那从一个教会的观点来讲,
we're still a member of that larger body.
我们也是这个大的教会的一部分。
We need to ask God, God, what is the ministry that you have placed in front of us for our church to partake?
可能要来到神面前就是说, 神,你希望你这个小的这个教会到底是 成就哪一些事工呢?
When I choose an area to serve,
当我选择在某一方面服事的时候,
is that what God wants me to serve for the benefit of the body?
那个是否是神希望我为了建造教会里面肢体,其他肢体而服事的地方呢?
Yes, I am different.
的确我是不同的。
Because there's diversity.
因为神创造每个人都不一样。
But never forget that the body is one.
可是不要忘记一件事,就是身体是只有一个。
The oneness and the diversity has to come hand in hand.
所以,虽然身体是一个,肢体有多样,两个呢,是互相配, 配合的。
We serve based on our conviction from the Lord.
我们服事是因着神的呼召。
We individually exercise our gift from God.
我们每个人呢，因着神给予我们的恩典，我们来服事。
But all that we do must be for the benefit and for the health of the church.
可是我们所做的一切，只是为了要成就这一个身体。
It must be because the Lord directs us to do so, so whatever I do contributes to the growth of this body.
因着是从神那里来的呼召，我们知道我们要怎样子的服事，可是他的最终目的是为了让这个身体能够成长。
The oneness between you and the one next to me and you has to be harmonized, it has to be one.
所以我们在一体之下，虽然做事方法做事的东西不一样，可是我们要有和谐的，是为了要教会的成长。
Do you know what happens to a part of the body that grows on its own?
当我们想到一个身体，某一个肢体特别成长的特别快的时候，身体会发生什么事情？
When that part of the body decides to do its own thing,
那个身体当它决定要自己就是照着自己的意思来成长的时候，
Not considering what the head wants the body to do,
不思考头要怎么，头是怎么样子想的，
Not considering the rest of the health of the body,
也不思想到身体的其他部位当怎么样子想的。
Do you know what that is?
这是什么呢？
It's cancer.
这就是癌症。
That's how it is in the body, in the human body.
在人的身体里面是如此。
It will be the same in Christ's body.
在教会，在神的身体，神所设定的身体里面亦会如此。
Just because a Christian believes that he or she is serving on their own and that they think that they're following the Lord, but it doesn't benefit the body.
若是一个基督徒认为他在服侍神，可是并没有为了整个教会的成长有益的话，
Be careful not to become a cancer.
小心你不要变成癌症。
On the other hand, if there's a part of the body that does not contribute to the body for the health of the body.
可是从另外一个观点来讲，若是身体里面某一个部分没有在帮助身体成长的时候，
It has absolutely no function to benefit the body.
他所做的没有任何一件事有益于身体的成长的话，
What is that?
这什么问题呢？
It could be several things.
当然就很多问题可能出现了。
I think of one thing.
我想到一件事，
that does not contribute to the growth of the body.
如果一个东西如果不能够让身体成长的话，
that is not alive.
它如果是死的，
is the dead skin.
那就是我们的皮死掉的，就是皮肤上面的一些死细胞。
We would not want it to stay on our body.
我们不会要让它留在我们身上。
It'll be rubbed away.
然后当我磨过去的时候，这死细胞就掉到地上了。
There's not one single part of the human body that God created for us that is not for a purpose and for a function for the benefit of the body.
所以神在我们身体里面所创造的我们身体里面每一个肢体每一部分，神创造的时候都是为了让身体能够健康的成长。
Not a single part.
没有任何一部分。
Maybe years ago somebody would be smart and say, I know.
以前可能有人会跟我说，啊，我知道有一个部位。
盲肠英文叫什么？
盲肠啊，跟这个 appendix 吧。
Your appendix.
啊，
盲肠。
盲肠。
But you know what they've discovered?
可是你知道盲肠是什么作用吗
？People who have the appendix
有盲肠的人
have a particular bacteria.
他身体里面有某一个酵菌
that grows in the appendix,
就是在盲肠里面成长。
That helps maintain your digestive system.
可以帮助一个人的消化。
If you were to remove it,
当你如果把盲肠割去的话，
there's a high likelihood that you will not digest as well as you would like to.
你可能在消化你所引进的食物的时候，可能这消化不会那么好。
That's science. That's medicine.
这个是我们的科学，这是我们的医学。
We don't need to wait for science and medicine to tell us that.
我们不需要科学跟医学证明这件事。
Because God has already designed our body perfectly so it fits with one another.
可是神在创造人的时候，把我们创造的是至善至好的。
So if you are a child of God,
所以你若是神的孩子的话，
you are a member of the body of Christ.
你是教会，你是神的肢体。
You will have your unique place in the church.
你将会在身体里面有
You will have a unique function. You will have a unique gift from God. So that you can contribute to the growth and the health of the church. You're very humble.
你们可能非常的谦虚,
so you say I'm an appendix.
那你可能说我是个盲肠,
no problem.
没有关系,
I need you.
我们还是需要你,
because I need to have my good digestive system going.
因为我需要有好的消化系统,
so produce that bacteria.
所以请你继续, 生产这个细菌,
work hard.
好好的努力,
I'm not going to take you away.
我不会把你割除掉。
The diversity among the body also talks about spiritual gifts.
当我们在讲到这肢体的不同的功用的时候, 也讲到不同的恩赐。
We don't have time today to study all the subject matter regarding spiritual gifts.
当我们今天在讲到属灵的恩赐的时候, 我们没有足够的时间。
But we need to make mention of it when we talk about the body of Christ.
可是当我们讲到神的身体的时候, 我们一定要讲到属灵的恩赐。
The spiritual gifts are referred in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
这些属灵的恩赐呢, 可以在哥林多前书第12章里面找寻到。
It's referred to in Romans 12.
在罗马书第12章也可以看到。
And Ephesians chapter 4.
在以弗所书第4章。
If you don't know what your spiritual gifts is,
如果你不知道你的属灵的恩赐是什么,
or are, you might have more than one,
或者可能不止一样, 可能是多样。
Study the scripture.
好好阅读圣经。
Find out what are there. What spiritual gifts are there?
可能第一个事情来看看到底属灵的恩赐到底有多少不同的种类呢?
Because the Bible tells us that each and every one of the child of God will have a spiritual gift.
因为圣经很清楚很明确地告诉我们属于神的孩子都必会有一个恩赐。
No one can be humble enough to say, I don't have one.
没有任何人可以真正谦卑到说我一样都没有。
So I will stay in the back.
所以我永远都退在后面。
I'll let everybody else serve.
我让每个人都其他人都服侍。
That would be a dead Christian.
这个呢,就是一个死的基督徒。
So quickly about spiritual gifts.
所以很快的我们来看一下属灵的恩赐。
Number one, spiritual gifts are given by the Spirit.
第一个,属灵恩赐是从圣灵而来的。
It's different from your ability or your talent.
不是从你的能力跟你的才能而来的。
You may say, well, how do I know if I have a spiritual gift?
那你可能问说,我怎么知道我有没有一个属灵的恩赐?
How do I know if this gift is from the Spirit?
我怎么知道这个恩赐是不是从圣灵来的呢?
Two ways you can know.
有两个方法可以证明。
Number one.
第一个,
you find it in the scripture.
第一个你在圣经里面可以看得到。
Number two.
第二件事,
if you are a child of God,
你若是神的孩子,
you have the Spirit of God in you,
圣灵在你里面,
you will know when God's given you a gift to serve.
你会很清楚地知道圣灵是不是有给你那个恩赐来服侍弟兄姐妹。
Okay. I want to point you to a specific passage here, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
很快的我们来翻到哥林多前书第12章。
7 and 11.
第七节跟第十一节。
You can write that down and go back and meditate on it.
你可能可以把这两节经节写下来，哥林多前书第12章第七节跟第十一节。
To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
圣灵显现在个人的身上，为的是要使人得益处。
Verse 11, all these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines.
这一切都是这同一位圣灵所造作的,他按照自己的意思,个别的分给个人。
So seek spiritual gifts.
所以你当要渴望有这个属灵的恩赐。
Use your spiritual gifts.
用你的属灵的恩赐。
The spiritual gifts are used for the building up of the body.
因为这个恩赐是为了来建造这个身体的。
And why is this part of the diversity of the church?
为什么这是属于身体肢体里面的多样化呢?
Because each person will have a different gift so that we can complement each other so that the church as a body can grow.
因着我们为什么会每个人不一样呢? 因为我们神给予我们，让我们能够互补， 以至于身体能够成长。
There really is no one gift that is more superior than the other.
你若从圣经里面看， 你会发觉没有任何的一个恩赐比其他的恩赐更为重要。
Every gift, if used appropriately and used to the fullness of how God intended to, that is an excellent gift.
若是你得到一个圣，你若是能够 尽力的用你所得到的恩赐，完完全全的服侍教会的话，这个就是一个完全治好的恩赐。
Now you may say, "Well, I don't agree with you."
你可能会说我不同意。
I think some gifts are more excellent than others.
你可能会说哦，有些恩赐可能更重要。
For example, the gift of preaching.
可能有些人在讲道。
That is the most excellent gift.
这可能是我最渴望得到的一个恩赐。
It's the most glorious.
因为这是得到最多荣耀的。
The most prominent.
可能这是 大家所看到的,
but you know,
可是你知道一件事吗?
There's a gift of prayer.
你知道吗? 圣经里面有在讲到, 就是一个祷告的恩赐。
If a preacher in the church does not have the prayer of brothers and sisters who pray for him,
如果今天一个传道人, 若没有弟兄姐妹在背后为他祷告的话呢?
That preacher may not be able to preach the sermon that God wants him to preach.
传的道可能不是神所要他所传的道。As
a body, we are gathered here this morning.
我们今天是一个身体聚集在这里聚集。
We are worshiping God together as a body.
我们在这里一同的在敬拜神。I'm
not the only one who's worshiping God.
不是只有我一个人在这里敬拜神。He's
not the only one who's worshiping God.
不是只有他在这里敬拜神。You're
not the only one worshiping God.
不是只有你一个人在这里敬拜神。If
we're worshiping to God together through His Word,
我们若是借由神的话语一同来敬拜他的话,
how well you receive the word I preach has to do with how well you pray for me.
你能不能够接受我讲的道, 是在于你有没有为我祷告。
Have you ever met a Christian who complains about the sermons of the preacher?
你有没有碰过任何其他的信徒常常在抱怨一个讲道人, 一个传道人所讲的道。
Maybe you're one of them.
你可能是其中一个人。
I know I do.
我知道我有时候也会。
But have you prayed for the preacher?
可是你是否有为这个传道人祷告过吗?
Do you have the gift of prayer?
你是不是有这个祷告的恩赐呢?
Do you have the desire to pray for those who are in ministry?
你是否有一个意愿要为服侍神的人祷告呢?
Have you prayed for your preacher and you see that the preacher went from a bad preacher to a good preacher?
你有没有为一个传道人祷告过, 然后看他从一个不是非常会讲道的, 到后来会讲道的?
Complaining is not a spiritual gift.
我可以跟你讲, 抱怨绝对不是一个属灵的恩赐。 可是祷告是,
so find your spiritual gift.
可是所以你应当要找到你的恩赐到底是什么。
Whether you are the mouth,
不论你是口,
whether you are the heart,
是心,
whether you are the hand,
是手,
we serve one another.
我们是彼此服侍,
to the glory of God.
是为了要荣耀我们的神。
Okay, quickly.
很快的。
So that is D, diversity.
那就是我们刚才讲的, D就是多样化。
The last letter for body is Y.
最后我们要看到的这个字母是Y,
yearning to grow.
这个是渴望成长,
yearning to grow.
渴望成长。
We see that in Ephesians chapter 4.
在以弗所书第四章我们可以看到这个很明确的讲出来。
In that last part of the passage we read today,
那就是我们今天所阅读的最后一段,
verses 11 through 16.
11到16节这样子说,
Verse 12. All these gifts, all these offices, right? The apostles, the prophets, the preachers, the teachers, these are people who serve with the word of God. Verse 12 says, they are given to us to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
第12节说, 刚刚在11节里面讲到, 不论是做使徒的, 不论是做先知的, 不论是传福音的, 不论是做牧养或教导的, 都是为了要装备圣徒, 去承担圣工, 建立基督的身体。
Then in verses 15 and 16, speak the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows again, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
到15节, 却要在爱中过诚实的生活, 在各方面长进, 达到基督的身体, 他是教会的头, 全身靠着他, 借着每一个关节的支持, 照着每部分的功用, 配合联系起来, 使身体渐渐长大, 这一讲, 渐渐长大, 在爱中建立自己。
Growth and building up is indispensable and it is essential to a healthy body.
不论是长大或者在一个人的身体的建立，这是一个健康的人所必定经历的。
It is the case for our physical body. It is the same case for the body of Christ.
我们肉体是如此，属灵的身，属灵的教会亦是如此。
Is it enough for a group of believers to gather together and say we belong to Christ?
当我们在一群一群信徒在一起，只是说我们是属于神，这样子够吗？
Is it enough even the group of believers gather together and says we have unity, we're just harmonized, we just love one another?
还是我们需要增加一点，就是说我们聚集在一起，可是我们有个和谐的关系，这样子够吗？
In fact, maybe even as we gather as a church, we are one and we do a lot of things. There's so many activities in the church, we don't have enough time to attend them all.
事实上可能更超过这，我们不但有个和谐的心，我们可能在一起，我们有非常非常多 好的事工，这样子真的是神的教会吗？
Is that enough for the body of Christ?
这是神的身体 就只需要这些吗？
Not if there's no growth.
如果教会没有成长的话，这些都不够。
Not if there's no building up.
如果在这里教会没有得着建造的话，这都不够。
Because there's no life.
因为没有生命。
And so how can we yearn for that growth?
可是所以我们到底要怎么样子渴望这样子成长呢？
The passage that we read tells us, number one, we need to grow through the word of God.
在圣经里面这一段经节告诉我们说，我们成长的原来 的源头呢是神的话语。
What are the ministries of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and the teachers?
我们刚刚在讲的使徒的，做先知的，做传福音的，做牧养的，做教导的，他们有什么共同的呢？
It is the ministry of the word of God and the truth about God.
他们就是在于教导神的话语或传递神的话语上面的工的事工。
Secondly, how do we yearn to grow?
第二个，我们要怎么样子渴望成长呢？
Ephesians 4:15.
在以弗所书第四章第十五节这样子讲。
Speaking the truth in love.
在爱中过诚实的生活，或用在爱中讲诚实话。
Never speak the truth if you only want to criticize.
不要讲实话，就是你只是为了要来criticize 批评。你若是只是为了批评而讲诚实话的话，这样子可以，这种话可以不用讲。
But speak the truth to your fellow brother and sisters because you want them to grow.
你之所以会讲诚实话，是因为你出于爱，希望弟兄姐妹能够成长。
And you know that when they grow, you grow.
你知道吗？当他们开始成长的时候，你也会跟着成长。
And we need to know, again, going back to that imagery from the building, that we're connected to one another, right?
所以当我们思考到教会的另外一个比喻，就是教会是一个建筑物的时候，我们要记得肢体之间要彼此要联系，
Verse,
要结合。
Verse 16 tells us that as the body, we're fitted and held together by every joint and by the proper working of each individual part.
所以第十六以弗所书第四章第十六节说，全身靠着他，借着每一个关节的支持，照着每部分的功用，配合联系起来。
And finally, we need to remember that all of these things must be done in love.
可是最重要的，到最终的时候，我们要记得这一切的源头都是出于爱。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱。
Because it is His love that saved us.
因着他的爱来拯救我们。
It is because of His love that binds us together.
因着他的爱，我们联系在一起。
And we love the church.
我们爱这个教会。
Because He loves the church.
因为他爱这个教会。
Last week, our church celebrated the baptism of 11 brothers and sisters.
上一个主日，我们在一起庆祝十一个弟兄姐妹一起受浸。
It really was a grand occasion.To be able to witness the testimonies and to share in their public profession of their faith.
我觉得真的是一个很荣耀、很光荣的一个时刻。我们可以在一起分享他们在众人面前宣称耶稣是他们的主。
It is a very precious occasion for our church to be able to receive these new brothers and sisters into the body and into our fellowship.
我觉得是一个很珍贵、很宝贵的时间。为什么呢？因为我们可以利用那一个聚会，欢迎这些弟兄姐妹来到我们身，成为身体的一部分。
If we understand what the church is,
如果我们知道教会是什么
，that it is the body of Christ,
它就是基督的身体。
Then we'll also know,
我们也会知道一件事
，that we will love these brothers and sisters.
我们也会开始爱这些弟兄姐妹。
That we will accept them.As the new member of this body,
我们会接受他们成为这个身体里的一个新的一部分。
And that they together with us make the body of Christ.
他们跟我们在一起，我们就是 这个身体的一部分。
Because we were all baptized into the same spirit.
因为我们的洗礼只有一种。
And because we all believe in the one same Lord.
因为我们相信同一个主。
In their individual testimonies, I noticed that there was a common thing.
在他们的见证当中，我发觉有一样事情，他们都是共同的。
We all heard them say, "When I come to the church, I feel like the church is so warm, and that I feel like it's a big family."
他们说，我们来到这个教会的时候，我们觉得这教会非常的温馨，好像就是如一个大家庭。
Brothers and sisters, this sense of warmth and the sense of family must be felt and be experienced because we live a body life.
我们之所以可以感觉到这个关怀、这个关爱，感觉到这个像一个大家庭。是因为我们活出这个样式。
That we're not just a body.
我们不是只是一个身体。
But we are a body that has life and is functioning according to the will and the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our head.
我们不是只是一个身体，我们可是一个活的身体，是一个顺服在主面前照着神的旨意来活出来的身体。
All believers.
所有的信徒
whether young, whether old,
年轻的年长的
whether you're a new believer or seasoned believer,
不论你是刚刚信主或者是信主很多年了
we are all children of God.
我们都是属于神的
we are all members of the body of Christ.
我们都是身体的一部分
we all need to be absolutely clear on God's will about his church.
我们都需要非常非常的了明白神对于教会的旨意是什么
Because he has clearly revealed it to us.
因为他很清楚的已经明确的告诉我们
What are the characteristics of a body of Christ?
教会的这个肢教会的一个如果是要形容一个教会一个肢体的话它到底有哪些特征呢
The acronym body, B-O-D-Y.
那当然就讲到 B-O-D-Y.
What is B?
B 到底是什么呢
Belongs to Christ.
第一个就是属于基督。
That we have life through Christ.
我们之所以有这个生命，是因为我们是与基督关系。
We have life through faith in Christ.
我们有这个生命，是因为我们有凭着我们的信心。
We have forgiveness of sins because of Christ.
我们的罪得赦免因着基督。
Because He is our Lord and Savior.
因为他是我们的主，他是我们的救主。
Because He is the head of my life.
因为他是我个人的头
and he is the head of my church.
他也是我们教会的头
That's B. What is O?
B? O 到底是指什么呢
Oneness.
一体
There needs to be oneness in the church.
教会里一定要有一体
Because it is the one body of Christ.
因为我们需要合一因为我们是 神的肢体只有一个身体只有一个
The church is the community of believers.
教会是一群信他的人合在一起。
So the genuine oneness and the true unity is based on love and it is based on bearing with one another, with patience, with humility, and with gentleness.
所以真正的合一是因着爱，是因着谦虚，是因着宽容，是因着忍耐而成立成就的。
B-O-D. What is D?
那 D 是什么呢？
Diversity.
就是我们肢体有非常多样化。
We need to be active in our service.
我们在服事的上面，我们需要很积极的在服事。
We need to fill the gaps that's left by somebody else.
当中间有空缺的时候，我们需要补进去。
Because we complement each other.
因为我们互补。
And because that's the way God wants us to work as a body.
因为这是神希望他身体。他的教会，他的身体是这样子来做的。
As an individual member of the body,
可是作于身体里面的一个肢体呢
？We each have our place.
我们每个人有每个的。
We each have our function.
我们每个人有每个的功用。
We each have our responsibility for the health and for the growth of the body of Christ.
我们每个人都有责任来帮助，来让这个教会成长，让这个教会健康。
We must actively pursue and cultivate our spiritual gift.
所以我们需要很积极的来建造我们的恩典。
We must be eager and fervent in the use of our spiritual gift.
我们也希望非常的积极的使用神给予我们的恩赐。
And the use of the gift is to serve one another.
这个恩赐的目的是彼此服事。
And to serve the need of the gospel of Christ.
也是为了要能够让福音传递出去。
Lastly, why?
最后的这个 why?
Yearning for growth. Yearning for growth.
渴望成长。
We need to grow in our faith.
我们需要在我们自己的信心上面成长。
We need to grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我们需要在对神的话语上面的认识成长。
Our Lord's desire for us is to grow and mature into the fullness of Him.
神给我们的旨意呢, 是希望我们可以在祂里面得着满足, 得着成长。
So may the Spirit of God empower you in all that you do.
所以真的是愿圣灵在你所做的一切事情上面加添力量给你。
In your personal life.
在你的私人的生活里面。
In your service in the church.
在教会生活里面。
May the Word of God richly dwell in your heart so that it will guide you and motivate you in all that you do.
也愿神的话语呢, 在你心里面可以主导你, 可以带领你做你所要做的一切。
And may the love of God overflows and swell up from your heart.
也愿神 从神那里的爱, 从你心里中溢满溢出来。
So because of that love, those who are touched by your service and your ministry,
也因着这个流出来这个爱, 所以你不论服侍的人, 或者接近的人,
will be able to be those who are blessed by God.
也会因着你的关系, 因着你爱的关系, 而得到祝福。
To the glory of God.
为的是要荣耀神。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for loving us.
父啊, 我们为你爱我们献上感谢。
Not only have you not abandoned us when we are still in sin,
我们在过犯之中, 你并没有因为我们在过犯当中,
but
when, 而遗弃我们。
But once you call us your own,
可是当你来拣选我们之后,
you made us into your body.
你使我们成为身体的一部分。
That are connected with one another.
彼此已经有联系,
that are serving together with one another,
彼此服侍,
that are loving one another,
彼此相爱,
so that we may honor the head of the body,
以至于我们的头得着荣耀,
who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank you for giving us your words,
我们为你给我们话语献上感谢,
so that we may follow,
所以我们可以顺从。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit,
我们谢谢你给我们圣灵,
which is not only a promise and a guarantee for our eternal life,
不但只是给我们的一个印记，以至于我们知道我们有永生,
but also it is the power for us to be able to live a life that honors you.
意思给予我们有能力在这个世界活出荣神一人的生命。
May this church,
愿这个教会,
may this body of Christ,
愿这一群属于你的,
be a body that honors you.
愿我们成为一个身体, 能够荣耀你的名。
Be a body that grows,
让这个身体能够成长,
to the full measure and maturity of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们可以在主里得到完完全全的成长。
Amen.
这样祷告不配奉耶稣基督的圣名。 Amen.